So hello from IMC in Redwood City, California, and special greetings to all of you who are far away from here in different states, different countries, across oceans. It's kind of special to have this kind of gathering of people from all over. So, there are two heart qualities that go together, a little bit like the two sides of a hand. And that is generosity and gratitude. That when we experience acts of generosity towards us, then sometimes a natural movement is to feel grateful, appreciative, and thankful. And when we are generous, and sometimes we are then the recipients of gratitude, of thanks, of appreciation. And it's possible to sit in meditation with gratitude and with generosity, and have that part of the meditation. And one of the simple ways of doing that is to appreciate that when we inhale, that we're receiving life-sustaining oxygen, without which we wouldn't live. And while there's not someone intentionally giving it to us, this planet has been set up in such a way that we're a constant recipients of life-sustaining substances that keep us going and alive and conscious. And one of those is the air we breathe in. And perhaps in some ways we can think of the carbon dioxide we breathe out as, you know, for us it's waste product, but for other beings, it's like trees and plants. It's what they need in order to grow and develop. And so we're part of this cycle of giving and receiving. And perhaps that can be also a cycle of gratitude and generosity, just in the breath. And one of the things that I like about this is that the breathing is so simple and so easy for most of the day, to kind of, many of us, to be out of mind, not really noticing it or appreciating it really. In meditation, we have the chance of becoming attuned to the simplicity of each breath, each inhale and each exhale. Each inhale is a miracle. Each inhale is something we can be grateful for, or appreciative, and inspired by. And each exhale also is a miracle, is a wonderful ways in which we are participating in this whole natural, interconnected, interdependent world of that we live in. And to feel and sense in each breath gratitude for this breath. And even if it's hard to breathe, even if the breath is a little bit of a struggle, to be grateful for the body that knows well enough, even if it's struggling, it's finding a way for us to keep us alive. This body knows how to do it, knows how to breathe usually. And so to be grateful for this body we have that's keeping us alive, that's keeping itself alive. And to have this cycle of gratitude and generosity. And I offer this to you today, not as a moral injunction for gratitude and generosity, but it's a way of getting more interested in breathing and focus on the simplicity of this. It's so easy to drift off in other thoughts and concerns and preoccupations of all kinds. And But to kind of get gathered together and have it really centered here, just in the simplicity of breathing, then some even a deeper gratitude and appreciation, a deeper flow of generosity that comes from a very quiet, centered, settled heart and body, mind. And it's kind of then we really start feeling this miracle of life when things get quiet and we're really just here, no longer thinking about the issues of our life, the concerns of our lives, the fantasies of our life. So, with this body that we have, body that we are, body that is here for us, to assume a meditation posture and for many of you maybe a familiar posture and the familiarity of it is comforting. And gently close your eyes. And to take a few long, slow, maybe gentle breaths. Long and deep, so the whole body gets, when you inhale, gets stretched and engaged, especially the torso. Rib cages expand. Slow, because it's calming and settling to do it slow. And it's conscious to do it slow and deep. To awaken our ability to be consciously here and now. And gentle, so we're not in conflict with anything or struggling or aversive or desirous. Just gentle here. Maybe here in a way that's nurturing, nourishing. And then let your breathing return to normal. And as you exhale, to relax the muscles of the face. As you exhale, relax the shoulders. And as you exhale, softening the belly. Taking a minute or so to do soft belly meditation. Keeping the belly somewhat soft as you breathe in and breathing out. To gently quiet the mind, quiet the thinking. Maybe your thinking can even be slower, softer. Or there can be a soft and slower way of holding the thinking mind. Perhaps as you exhale, you can relax the thinking muscle, the energies and agitation and tightness, pressure associated with thinking. And then settling in. To the experience of breathing, where each breath, each inhale is a miracle, each exhale is a miracle. And as you inhale, perhaps very quietly, a silent, quiet gratitude or appreciation for the gift of this breath, this one inhale. And the exhale, a simple release, letting go, that's generous, it's a giving. Giving of your ear outwards to the rest of the world. And a giving to your body of releasing and relaxing. Gratitude breathing in. Generosity as you breathe out. All in the service of the mind becoming simpler and quieter. Here, just here. Breathing in and breathing out. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, what might you learn from this sitting? What might you learn from meditation in general about the source of generosity inside of you? Not any requirement to be generous, but when there's generosity within you, can you identify a source, place within it? Or if not a place, what's the feeling or the atmosphere inside of you that most supports the arising of generosity and also gratitude? In the busyness of life, preoccupations of life, we all too easily lose touch with the source of goodness within us. And in our meditation, perhaps we can touch into it some, in such a way that it reorients us to a dedication or an inspiration to live from this source or this way of being. And it helps to give life to this way of being, this source, this attitude, this subtleness, to, in a generous way, based on that, generously wish well for others. Turn your regard outward into the world and look upon all beings kindly. Look upon all beings with wishes that they be well and happy and peaceful. And to consider, how could you today, as you go through the day, how could you live to contribute to the welfare and happiness of others, even if it's the smallest thing, even if it's smiling at someone or opening the door? And with all the many people here who are meditating this morning, what a great impact we can have on the world if all of us contribute to the welfare and well-being of even just one or two people today. May it be that this meditation that we do, that the goodness of it spread from us out into the world, contributing to the world where all beings can be happy, all beings can be safe, all beings can be peaceful, and all beings can be free. May all beings everywhere be happy.